Saturday, October 3rd at 7 is the date and time of the next WBFO Blues Bash. And this one features an artist who is long on guitar skills but short on name recognition. I'm referring to the Noah Wotherspoon Band, the second place finisher at this year's International Blues Competition in Memphis. Opening our show will be Jack Civiletto. And I spoke with Noah recently, and he filled me in on his beginnings and the IBC experience.
I've been playing, I guess, most of my life. I'm 33 now. I started playing when I was 11. My older brother bought me a guitar for my birthday. And, you know, he had a buddy that was into blues music and kind of guitar-oriented music, Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and those types of guys. And I just kind of fell into it, and I met a local guitar hero, Tim Arnold, in Dayton, Ohio, where I grew up, and he sort of introduced me to the guys, you know, that came before, you know, Stevie, saying, you know, I mean, Stevie's great, dig a little deeper and check out the guys that he listened to, and so he kind of opened up this whole world of, you know, Hubert Sumlin and Muddy Waters and a lot of the traditional blues styles.
Well, you've come a long way between those early days and the International Blues Competition.
This whole International Blues Challenge thing just happened earlier this year down in Memphis, and yeah, it's a pretty surreal experience. Our band came in second place in the competition, and I was the recipient, believe it or not, of the Albert King Best Guitarist Award, which is, I guess, it's still sinking in. I can't believe it still. It's been a great year since, and it seems to have opened up some doors, you know, outside of our region of Southwest Ohio, you know, as far as getting out and playing some more festivals outside our immediate region here. And so it's been really cool to get to travel a little bit and meet new people and play new places. And
like Buffalo.
Hey, like Buffalo, come on.
So yeah, you're playing here in Buffalo. What do you think of that?
Way cool, man. I love that area up there, and we're really excited. I was really excited to hear from Mike, and I've always been a fan of PBS oriented anything. I mean, I watched a lot of music, listened to and watched a lot of music kind of programming that they did over the years growing up, you know, and took a lot of inspiration from kind of PBS oriented stuff, I think. Some of the blues documentaries they would do, and just music documentaries in general. And I'm excited to be a part of anything PBS, to be honest.
Tell me a little bit about the band, the show, and what our audience can look forward to.
We're a three-piece band. I play guitar and sing, and we have a bass player, Rob Thaxton. He's from Ohio as well. And we have Brian Adler on drums. And, you know, it's kind of a simple format, you know, three-piece band. You know, we just recorded our new album. It's our studio album. It's called Mystic Mud. It's an all-original album. There's 12 original tunes. And so, yeah, this year we've really been working in more of a, I guess, a personalized sound.
So you're looking forward to coming to Buffalo and performing here at WBFO.
All I can say is we're excited to come to Buffalo. And we're going to do our best to give you a great show. And we sure appreciate you guys having us.
And that is Noah Wotherspoon, headliner of the upcoming WBFO Blues Bash, Saturday, October 3rd, 7 o'clock. Opening the show will be Jack Civiletto. I'm Pat Feltball, host of The Blues here on WBFO.